WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Friday to you. Welcome into a new day on the program. A wet day. I don't see any lightning or hear any thunder right now, but we had storms just a little while ago, and they may continue on through the morning. But hey, at least it's not snow. Well, I mean, come on, Tim. It's May now. It wouldn't be snow anyway. However, we are looking at temperatures, as you heard there from Christina. You know, we're going to get up to the 60s, mid-60s, but we'll have rain and clouds throughout the day. We've had some beautiful weather this week, so this is the price you pay for it. Speaking of prices and paying, how'd you like to not have to worry about prices? You know, Donald Trump said you should only buy two dolls, not 30 dolls. Well, you could buy 30 dolls anyway if you are the winner. I don't know how much a doll costs, so I can't do the math anyway. But it is the final day to play Money Talks today. This is our last day of codes. We're going to have 10 codes for you throughout the day, 10 chances to win $1,000. But this is the final day. And I want to thank everybody that took part throughout the course of this contest. Record-setting numbers. More than we've ever had participate in any contest here on WBSM. And what that really means the most to me is how much you've all been listening. And not just listening to hear the codes, but listening throughout the day. So we appreciate that very much. And even though we'll no longer be giving you the opportunity to win cash and make that money talk, hopefully you'll keep coming back for all of the local talk and national talk as well. When you want to talk about state and national issues, we do that as well. But thank you, everybody, for a record-setting number of participants and a record-setting number of entries. You've got 10 more chances today. And also thank you to Long Moving and Storage for making us able to make the money talk here on WBSM. And while we're talking about contests, it's also the final day to enter to win a pair of tickets to the, well, bracelets, wristbands, to the Friday lineup of Boston Calling happening Memorial Day weekend at the Harvard Athletic Complex. Megan Maroney, Luke Combs, Sheryl Crow, T-Pain, TLC, they're some of the headliners on the Friday. And today's your last day to enter to win. Next week, we will give away tickets to the Saturday lineup. So who's on that? Avril Lavigne? Let me see. Give me a second here. I got to click on the page. Saturday, Fall Out Boy, Avril Lavigne, Cage the Elephant, The Black Crows. Those are kind of the ones that I know. All Time Low. And then James Bay, The Main, Lucius, Valley, Monrovia, Amble, Sophia Isella, Timmy Skelly, Simon Robert French, Rebuilder, Sidebody, and Pink Lids. So next week we will give away tickets to the Saturday lineup, but today's the final day to enter for Friday tickets. And you can do so at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. And that's made possible to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy, and where we will be celebrating halfway to Halloween this afternoon. I'll be over there from 5 to 7. I'll be telling some ghost stories and sampling some spirits with all of you. Stephanie Burke will be there doing mini psychic readings for $20. And we'll have all kinds of stuff for you to sample, including Hotel California, tequila. I saw that they're going to have a rum available. There's a great scotch. If you like peated scotches, and I do, I like the peat. If you like peated scotches, McLean's Nose. I had never heard of it until I sampled it at Stevie's. And it's got a like the perfect amount of peat. Not too much, but enough that, you know, you know that you're drinking a peated scotch. And it's super cheap. It's like $30 a bottle. And anybody that buys peated scotches knows, you know, you're buying like Lefroy, you're paying like $90. $70, $80, whatever that costs. This is like getting something similar for a third of the price. So you can try that and some other spirits as well, as we'll be celebrating halfway to Halloween, making it spooky over at Stevie's from 5 to 7 today. And today is Fun Friday. You know, on Fridays, we can still talk about important issues. We can still talk about the news of the day. Certainly, there's news to talk about with the New Bedford Light article, column, actually, by Jack Spillane, who did an hour-long sit-down, and then some, with Police Chief Paul Oliveira regarding the accusations made in the Boston Globe Snitch City series from the Spotlight team. And in the interest of full transparency, not only did Jack write a column about it, in which he, and I call it, I would call it a column in the kind of literal definition of the word, in that Jack put in his own experiences and opinions into it, but it's also a lot of great straight reporting on Chief Oliveira's responses to these claims. So if you're like, I don't really like reading Jack Spillane, he's a lefty loon, which isn't really true. But if that's what you think about Jack Spillane, put that aside and read this column anyway. But even if that still is something where you're like, I don't want to hear Jack Spillane's opinions, which I love hearing Jack Spillane's opinions. Nobody's more knowledgeable in the area about just everything New Bedford and the inner workings. But I would say then you can click on the link to read the transcript and listen to the audio of his discussion with the chief. They've made it completely transparent so that you could experience it that way as well. And I thought about this. I could be wrong, because, you know, I read New Bedford Light. I don't always like watch the videos, and I don't always, you know, if there's other media around it, I don't go to their social media all the time to see what's associated with the stories. I see things as they get fed to me. So I don't know how often that they've done that. I can't remember them doing that frequently, uploading the audio and the full transcript. And I think that it's interesting that they do that in the wake of what the Boston Globe did in creating the podcast and the video that they did. This is almost like, you know, a slight nod to say, this is how it's done. You give people, you know, the actual voices, not dramatic recreations that we don't know that that's really what was said. So you've got that option to listen to it and read along. I haven't read the transcript yet because my plan is to listen to the audio as I read it and kind of follow along, because Jack writes in the column part about how pretty much right off the bat, Chief Oliveira got emotional and broke down in tears about all of this going on. Like, it's, you know, it's getting to him. And I think, you know, no matter what you feel about the police department, no matter what you may feel about Chief Oliveira, there's a lot of people who are looking at this Boston Globe series, even with, you know, the most, I don't want to use the word hate, but the most animosity in their heart toward the police department. Even they are looking at this and being like, yeah, not all of it seems like, I can't buy everything that they're reporting. You know, there's been very few people that I've heard called in here. I believe every word of it. I believe everything that was said. I mean, they understand, people understand the nature of the sources that the Globe was using for this. And Jack gets into the reasons why these sources are not as credible as the Globe tried to make them out to seem. And Jack even suggests in the piece that, and I'm not trying to put words in his mouth, but to some degree, it's that they had the story that they wanted to tell, and they let the narrative kind of shape that story. And I think that there's some truth to that. So definitely read Jack's story. Read the transcript. Listen to the audio. And come away with your own decisions. We can talk about that. 508-996-0500. On the Edaville front, as I mentioned yesterday, a couple of things popped up on Facebook Marketplace while we were doing the show in real time. Someone trying to resell some of the things that they bought. Well, more items popped up during the course of the day. I logged them into the story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. And this person is trying to get like 10 times what they paid for these items. They paid $500 for that three-level indoor soft play area and put it on Marketplace for $5,000. Bought the bumper cars for $2,000, put them up for $6,000 or $7,000. And, you know, part of me is like, hey, good for you. You know, it's America. You bought something, turned around, make a profit. I do it all the time with stuff. But another part of me is like, man, we know what you paid for that. And people are, because we put a list, a photo gallery of every item and what the winning bid was, people are now calling the guy out and being like, you paid $500 for this. And now you want $5,000? If somebody offers you $1,000, you should take it. And maybe he will. I don't know. I thought about reaching out to him and seeing if he wanted to come on and talk with us about it, but then I was like, it's just a commercial for his Marketplace sales then, really. You know, I'd rather talk to some of the folks who bought it. And I've been following along with some of the people who did buy things and what they have planned and who they are. It's fascinating to me that people that don't own amusement parks or own any thing that they would use this for just showed up to try to buy these things and like, I don't know, I'll just take it in my yard. I don't know. But that they have the means to do that. Let me just go pay $1,000 for an animatronic dinosaur that I might end up having to throw away. Very interesting stuff. So we can talk more about that. And for those who think that it's not a worthwhile topic, it's the biggest story. The page views on it are blowing up. Far and away, the biggest story. It was the biggest story of April. You know, and it was in, and I published it in May. It was bigger than anything we wrote in April. So people do care. But it is Fun Friday, which is brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. So if you're looking to insert a little fun in your weekend, stop by D's. Get yourself a couple of hot dogs, and they have the great lunch special. Two hot dogs, chips, and a soda, $5. Can't go wrong. But also, of course, you can try some of their new toppings like macaroni and cheese and mac and cheese and bacon and baked beans and bacon. Or you can go with the standard Tim Weisberg choice, the Coney and cheese. Although I'm going to start trying some different things and see if I can come up with a signature dog that we can recommend for you to go over there and try. I know people are trying the chicken sandwich that we talked about from Tailgate. That we kind of made a secret menu item, an off-menu item. And people have been getting back to me saying that, wow, I wasn't expecting it to be good, but I actually enjoyed it. And then I say, if you didn't expect it to be good, why did you buy it? Why did you order it? But I'm glad that you did, and I'm glad that you liked it. But because it is Fun Friday, we have to have a Fun Friday question. And today's Fun Friday question comes from Loretta in Seattle. Listening all the way in Seattle. Thank you, Loretta, for listening to the program all the way out there. Probably on podcast. But Loretta wants to know, what is your hobby? She's interested in hearing about what people do in their spare time, what their hobbies are. And I think, you know, you've probably got a lot of people who have kind of common hobbies. Right. But then there's always people that have something that you wouldn't expect. People that do things that you're like, huh. Now, I think most people know that my hobby, and it's kind of become a side career for me, is the paranormal. I do a lot of work in that field. In fact, I do so much in it, I don't really consider it a hobby anymore. And I do get paid for some of the things that I do. I get paid for lecturing and, you know, writing books and working on TV shows and convention appearances and things like that. So it has become kind of a second career for me, but it started off as a hobby. Spooky South Coast started off as a hobby. We still haven't gotten paid for that show. We have never been paid for that show. In radio, you're lucky if you can last, you know, 6 months to a year with a niche show like that, a fringe show, a very specific topic. And we survived all those years, I think, because, you know, station managers just forgot we were on. Like, oh yeah, you still coming to do that? But it is a hobby turned opportunity. And really, my hobby, more than anything, is I like to go out and treasure hunt, look for deals, go to thrift stores, go to flea markets, go to yard sales. And while I will sometimes turn things over for money, I haven't done that in a long time. So I would still consider that to be a hobby. But I've always said to myself, you know, I've got to get something else. I need to have more things in my life because I have a tendency to turn my hobbies into work. So I'm always trying to explore different things. You know, a couple of years ago, started bowling with my brother once a week. Say every summer, this is the summer I'm going to play some golf. Haven't done that. Haven't played golf in like 25 years, 24 years. But I always say I'm going to do it. When the pickleball courts opened up in the building behind us, the former skating rink, I was like, I'm going to go learn to play pickleball. Haven't done that. Keep saying I'm going to go try the lawn bowling in the south end of New Bedford. Haven't done that. Like, there's a lot of things I want to do. I was going to take karate lessons because I said, you know, all my life I wanted to do it. I never did. Think it'd be a good physical activity for me. Still haven't done that. Just, I don't have time. Don't have time to relax and do things that would relax me. But what's your hobby? 508-996-0500. You can send in app chat messages and open line voicemails in the WBSM app. Let me take a very quick break and we'll come back with the news with Mike Roberts.
Not a good start to the year for fast food restaurants. An escaped kangaroo has been captured in an unlikely spot and reasons to celebrate in May.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Subway's footprint in the U.S. is declining, though it still remains the largest restaurant chain in America. The sandwich chain closed over 600 restaurants in 2024, leaving it with just 19,500 in the U.S. Subway's footprint has gradually declined since reaching its peak of 27,000 restaurant locations in 2015. The chain has struggled with growing competition, shifting consumer preferences, and restaurants generating lower average sales compared to its rivals. Meanwhile, McDonald's sales also dropping as customers pull back their spending due to economic uncertainty. In the U.S., same-store sales dropped 3.6% at the beginning of the year, marking the second consecutive quarter of declines. Net income for the first quarter was $1.87 billion, down from $1.93. The White House launching a new website called the White House Wire. The site expected to promote President Trump's agenda. Yesterday, it shared links to several social media posts from conservative outlets with headlines supportive of Trump and his policies. Its page, many say, has a similar look to the Drudge Report, which has served as a popular platform for years. The nominees for this year's Tony Awards are out, and they include some big names.
Good night and good luck.
George Clooney is nominated for Best Performance by a Leading Actor in a Play for Good Night and Good Luck. Meanwhile, Stranger Things star Sadie Sink received a nomination for Best Performance by a Leading Actress in a Play, as did Succession star Sarah Snook. On the musical side, singer Nicole Scherzinger is nominated for Best Performance by a Leading Actress. The 78th Tony Awards are being held June 8th and will be hosted by Wicked star Cynthia Erivo. I'm Jacqueline Carl.
Republican lawmakers are planning to introduce legislation that would require age verification on app stores.
The App Store Accountability Act would require app stores to verify the ages of all users, signaling the latest congressional push to boost online safety for kids. If passed, the bill would mark a major change in the steps app stores will have to take before users can download apps. I'm Brian Shook.
A settlement has been reached between the city of Chicago and actor Jussie Smollett.
The former Empire star was convicted in 2021 for staging a racist and homophobic attack and then lying to police. Smollett's conviction was overturned by the Illinois Supreme Court in November. The city of Chicago filed a civil lawsuit in 2019 against the actor, claiming they spent $130,000 on overtime during the initial investigation. A status hearing involving the settlement is set for May 29th in federal court. I'm Lisa Taylor.
A kangaroo named Sheila is back home after she escaped from her enclosure and caused a minor car crash. Michael Kastner has more.
Sheila the kangaroo lives in Alabama. Patrick Starr, who runs Choctafala, the facility where Sheila lives, says he's really, really thankful that she was recaptured safely.
We were able to bring Sheila the kangaroo back home, and we didn't have any injuries. She's completely fine.
Sheila was seen hopping casually along I-85 on Tuesday. State troopers had to shut down the highway during their attempts to catch her.
Microsoft has announced significant price increases for the Xbox.
The company says market conditions are causing the increase. The consoles are made in China and tariffs are making the parts more expensive. Some of the price increases include an $80 increase in the Xbox Series X. Some controllers will increase $5. First-party games will increase by $10, but the prices on other games will remain unchanged. I'm Brad Ford.
Sean Diddy Combs will stand trial after officially rejecting a plea deal in his federal sex trafficking case. The pretrial conference with a judge, federal prosecutors, and Combs' lawyers held yesterday in New York. The rapper and businessman arrested in September, charged with sex trafficking, transportation to engage in prostitution, and racketeering. He has denied the allegations. The trial set to start on Monday. We turned the calendar to May yesterday, and there's much to celebrate, as Bree Tennis tells us.
May doesn't just bring the promise of better weather. It's a month full of activities and celebrations. We'll watch 20 horses run for the roses in the Kentucky Derby, celebrate Star Wars Day on May the 4th, Cinco de Mayo, and Mother's Day, and lots of food days, including Shrimp Day and Chocolate Chip Day. And you can wash all that down on National Wine Day on the 25th. We'll wrap things up with Memorial Day and the start of barbecue season. It's going to be a great month.
WBSM Sports.
It was the Blue Jays over the Red Sox in Toronto last night, 4-2. The Sox head home to Fenway tonight, take on the Minnesota Twins at 7:10. And the Knicks beat the Pistons in Game 6 of their series last night, 116-113. The Celtics will host New York on Monday at the Garden.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
We get some dry space in the afternoon, but we are watching out for a stray shower, even a possible pop-up thunderstorm this Friday evening, so keep that in mind as you head out the door for your plans. I'm ABC 6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station and get breaking news alerts and all of our content with the WBSM app.
I hear her voice.
welcome back in. 508-996-0500. And that, of course, is Human Nature by Michael Jackson from the Thriller album. And what I found interesting about that is, you know, I've listened to that song for 40 plus years. One of my favorite songs. But it, and I've talked about this before, this Dolby Atmos sound that you can now access through streaming services, through YouTube, through different places. And also, you know, you need the right equipment to really have the full Atmos experience. So I have an Atmos surround sound system. So when I'm home, I'll put music on from Amazon Music on my phone and put that out through that. And it just sounds amazing. But also a good pair of headphones will help that out too. And it doesn't have to be something expensive. It doesn't have to be, you know, Bose headphones. Although I do have Bose headphones. I love them. I've never been impressed by Beats. I also have some JBL headphones that are really great. But you put on your favorite music that's in Atmos with even a good pair of headphones, and you hear things you never heard before. And I just heard in that song, there's bells. There's ringing bells kind of low in the mix. And I'd never heard that till just now. So, and that's just with my studio monitor headphones. Only you audio nerds like me care about that kind of stuff. So I'm asking the question today, Fun Friday question, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs. What is your hobby? And we'll take those calls as well as whatever else is on your mind. 508-996-0500. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Mr. Weinberg.
How you doing?
Good, and I'm glad to hear you survived the invasion yesterday.
The invasion?
That wasn't an invasion. Invasion of privacy of the worst kind.
Oh, my colonoscopy.
Yeah, you know what I was talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, no, I wasn't, I mean, I totally fine. I got the results back cancer-free.
I know, that's absolutely, I was celebrating here all by myself. You should have saw me laughing, dancing around the house. Yeah, I was.
Well, thank you.
Okay. I got two things to say. The first one is about that escaping kangaroo.
Mm-hmm.
And aside from the accident that happened, I mean, they need to escape as much as possible. They're probably looking for their homeland, you know, and they're not going to get it. So I'm glad that I don't know if it was a male or a female, but I'm glad they had a little freedom for that. You know, I don't know how long was it, do you know?
I don't. I actually didn't hear the story. I left the studio.
Okay. And now I want to say, this is a biggie. This is a biggie. Okay, because, you know, I've been living there. You know, I live in a downtown area. I've been here a long time, over 10 years. So when I go and sit down at my window, I see everything there is to see. I have Route 18 right alongside me. I can see the New Bedford Haven Bridge. I can see a lot of Fairhaven. I see the Wells Tooth parking lot. I see the train. I see a lot over here. But all this week, Monday and today's Friday, all the way through the week, I've been seeing something out my window, and it makes me feel good. So, of all the people that keep calling in and saying, hey, New Bedford cops, they're no good, they're corrupt. Okay, we do have some cops that are bad, but let me tell you what I've been seeing, and I hope they hear me, because a lot of people are not going to hear me, but they better listen. I've been here a long time. I have never seen before, all the time that I've been here, I've never seen what I've been seeing all this week. And I want to commend the cops. If I could have a parade up and down the street, I would have one, but I can't afford it. But all this week, they have been pulling people over. They run the siren for a few seconds, and boom, those cars pull around. They have never done that before, and they have been working hard all this week. The majority of the cars I see that they stop seem to be fine because they check them out, they do what they have to do, and then I see the car going along its way. And sometimes the cops are speeding with the sirens and chasing people down. And I don't know what happened midday yesterday, but while I was looking out there, because now I have a real reason to look up. I'm going to be in the window all the time now. But there was something going on Route 18, heading down north past where I passed the Whale's Tooth, because the traffic was all completely backed up. The whole Route 18 slowed to a crawl. So something was happening down in the area past the where the train comes into the Whale's Tooth, maybe heading down towards Cogswell, straight down that way. But I'm telling you, the cops were busy all this week. I've never seen anything like it. I'm proud of them, and I'm here to say something good about them. So they're not all bad. So I hope you guys hear me out there. Yeah, there's bad guys, but there are good guys. We have the Cowboys out all this week. So let's hope they keep doing it. I'm so surprised, but I'm very happy about it.
Well, hopefully that they keep being vigilant on that and people are cooperating.
I hope so. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. You have a nice weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
And 508-996-0500 if you want to call in and chime in. And I think that's an important point to make is, you know, and something that we've been trying to stress here on the station as we talked about the Snitch City series, that as much as the Globe tried to paint this as a department-wide issue, the majority, the overwhelming majority of the men and women in the New Bedford Police Department are fine people who do a fantastic job. And if you go look through any city police department anywhere in Massachusetts or anywhere in the country, you're going to find a few people who are skirting rules or, you know, doing things to benefit themselves. I'm sure that exists everywhere. It doesn't make it right. I'm just saying that, you know, I don't think it's a New Bedford problem. It's a problem where when people get put in positions of power, if they don't know how to handle that, or if they have ill intentions to begin with, then corruption can happen. But I don't think these people are joining the police department saying, all right, I'm looking to utilize this as a way to make myself some money on the side, or, you know, to lord over criminal informants. Like, no, that's not what these folks are doing. They're doing it because they want to serve the community. They want to protect the community. And that's why when you write the story and paint it with a broad brush, you are running the risk of damaging the reputation of all the great people that do a great job. And the Globe tried to, you know, avoid that by putting in a few lines here and there that said, oh, you know, this isn't a, but they didn't try hard enough. I think they wanted you to come away with the impression that it was the entire department. So you can still read that series if you want. It's up there still. You can listen to the podcast and come away with your own conclusion, but definitely read Jack Spillane's piece and read the chief's response and read the transcript and you know, take that for yourself. And Jack said in the piece that he had been critical of the chief for staying silent on this. And that now that the chief has come out and told his side to Jack Spillane, the hope is, and I know Chris McCarthy's been working on this, the hope is that either before or after, I mean, I guess now it's going to have to be after, right? Because tomorrow is his retirement date. Unless he's got the chief coming in today and he didn't make me aware of it, it'll have to be after. But he wants to get him to come in and answer your questions. Take your calls. And every time that Chris and I have had a conversation about it, I just keep bringing up the same point. And Chris agrees with me that it's a strong possibility. He might not be able to say anything because he might be planning on suing the Globe. So I don't know, but I'm glad that he's, you know, going to be able to have some say in it before he steps down. And now the search is on to find the next police chief. And also, again, that investigation is ongoing into these claims made by the Globe by an independent third party. So we'll keep you up to date with all of that. Right now, though, I'm going to take my next break. 508-996-0500. Fun Friday. Today's question. What is your hobby? New Bedford Dan said, harassing talk show hosts. And they said, you know, just kidding. That's okay. That's a fine hobby to have. Just don't make it your job. don't make it something you have to do all the time, because then it takes the joy out of it. You know, I used to prank call radio stations when I was a teenager with my friends, like every knucklehead kid does. We all thought we were funny and that we could do different voices and they wouldn't know that it was us. This is the days before caller ID. And of course, they knew it was all a bunch of idiot kids. You know, sorry, kids, your English accent is terrible. I know you're not some 50-year-old English guy. But I had a friend that did it in school and he would prank this station and he kept tapes of it. And maybe one of these days, you can't really get away with it now because we have caller ID and we can block calls and all that. But maybe one of these days I'll have to have him put together some of his best of and we'll air it. He used to really get under the skin of Dave Kane. He has clips of Dave Kane just losing it on him. And it's kind of funny stuff. But anyway, 508-996-0500. Let me take this break, and we will be back in a few moments. And welcome back in. And as the rain is now pouring down outside of our Fairhaven studios, now is a better time, is as good a time as any to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Isaacson Solar. And if you are considering going solar, don't let the weather deter you, because solar is a 365-day investment. It's not just about how many sunny days you have. You accumulate that solar power over time, generating energy and eventually generating revenue for you when the power company buys it back from you. How does all that work? Well, Isaacson Solar can explain it to you a lot better than I can. They can give you simple, honest, direct answers to all of your questions about going solar, including whether or not your home is a good fit for it. So don't take my word for it. Just talk to them. If you are a homeowner, if you are tired of paying these high electric bills, if you want to have better control over what you pay for electricity, just have the conversation with them. There's no obligation. They'll come out, they'll take a look at your property, they'll tell you if you're a good fit for solar, they'll tell you the different options that you have, they'll tell you how it all works, and if you still don't want to do it, that's fine. No hard feelings. They'll feel better because they gave you the truth instead of a sales pitch. So all you have to do to set that up is go to isaacsonsolar.com, I-S-A-K-S-E-N, isaacsonsolar.com. Just, we have a story up at WBSM.com and on the app, and just put it up on our Facebook page. Yesterday, and for the last couple of days, there's a slide at the Pope Park Playground in Acushnet that has been shut down. Kids can't use it. And it's for the most adorable of reasons. There is a nest of baby bunnies at the base of the slide, at the base of the ladder to climb the slide. You can see photos of the baby bunnies and find out how long this closure is expected to last by checking out that story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. But it's hard to get upset about the slide being shut down when you see the adorable reason why. And there's other stuff for the kids to play on for a couple of days. They'll be fine. Look, here it is a rainy day. So there's a day nobody was going to the playground anyway. But you can't move the baby bunnies. You have to leave them where they are. And a lot of people have been concerned because they're like, oh, they've been abandoned. There's no mother rabbit with them. Well, I guess the way it works with rabbits is the mother doesn't stay with the babies. And she'll go back and feed them for about 5 or 10 minutes a day, and that's all they need. And that's why rabbits have so many babies, because unfortunately not all of them make it. So you can check out that story again, WBSM.com and the WBSM app, and it's all right. You know, in the next couple of days, you'll be able to get that slide back. Just stay away from the bunnies. They've roped off the area. The animal control officer is checking on them multiple times a day. And let's hope that, you know, those bunnies make their way over to Acushnet Creamery for a little ice cream before they go off and explore the world. It's good ice cream over there. All right, I've got to take my next break here. We'll be back in a moment. And I've got to go into the news here coming up. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk more with you. 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We can discuss a lot of things.